Welcome to Brunch with Bros. We got everything from toaster strudel to Orion can't get a job. Boy, is this economy brutal. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to Brunch with Bros. It's season two, and we're excited to be back. It's Charlie Passy, your host, co-host Hudson Vergorn, and new inaugurated co-host Orion Cutney.
Feel good.
Feels hey. Great. Yeah. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
Last episode, you were here because you're black, and now you're here because we love you.
Yeah. But it was not in that order.
No, it wasn't. It's all right.
All right, let's get into it.
All right. All right, we're recording this on December 29th.
Wow.
The first episode of Brunch with Bros was June 1st. Good little break there.
Welcome to season two.
Yeah. If I had to blame anybody for the reason we didn't record for so long, it's Orion.
Oh, easily.
This guy is never available.
He always has excuses to not record.
Yeah. I'm in Butte. Oh. I gotta go to work.
Oh, he has to make appetizers.
Like, I could go to work.
Orion can't get a job.
Anyway, the real reason we haven't recorded for so long is mostly Charlie.
Yeah.
And then when it's not Charlie, it's Hudson.
And when it's not him, it's both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But it's never Orion.
No, it never is.
It's always Orion. Like,
I think it was like twice.
I don't ever
think. Whole time.
Was it?
Maybe.
Maybe
like,
once.
Maybe. It's always Orion's like, podcast today, boys? And I'm like, busy.
Sorry, I had to take this trip to Uganda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sponsoring a Ugandan prince.
Sorry, I gotta talk to Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends. And now a word from our sponsor, Raid Shadow Legends.
Oh no.
What a good game. Have you played that?
No.
No, I haven't either.
What a good game.
Is it?
I don't know. Just it's an MMORPG multiplayer online experience for your cell phone.
I don't know what four of those words mean.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Given that it is December 27th, it is Christmas break. Oh, it's the 29th.
It's the 29th.
It's the 29th.
Shut up. It's Christmas break anyway. It's
Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
None of us are at church.
Yeah, my church got canceled.
Really?
Yeah, my mom texted me last night. I was at Logan's house, and she was like, "What kind of church cancels its own service on a Sunday?" That was like the type of people who want to have a life.
And live because of the weather.
The type of people who realize it's a fraud.
Hey. Classic.
Can't go there.
Okay, yeah, not yet. Said that in last episode, I'll say it again. Not ready. We're not ready. Did you guys enjoy your Christmas?
Yeah, I got some things.
I got things as well, yeah.
What'd you get around?
Really?
I got some pillows.
Really?
I was looking forward to them.
But were they pets as well?
No, they were just
It's a pillow?
Pillows. It's a pet.
It's a pillow pet?
They were pillows.
It's a pillow pet. That was it. They're just pillows.
They're just special. Regular pillows then?
Yeah, I got pillows and protein. That's
pillows and protein.
That could Classic. Be the name of our other podcast.
Pillows and Protein. Coming soon in two
anyway,
years.
It's really good protein. It's some high
Does
expensive.
It taste good?
It tastes so good. I tried some just because I was like...
Jealous?
I gotta get a taste for it before I just go in
mine
after weights or
absolutely
something.
Absolutely cheeks.
Yeah, mine does not taste
I'm
good.
I'm gonna let you taste them. It's delicious.
All right. What you should just tell me what it is so I can get it.
It's just... I don't know the brand.
Because I actually might throw mine away. It tastes so bad.
Wow.
It was terrible.
What did you get for Christmas, Hudson?
I didn't get that much, like, eventful things, but I got new speakers for my truck, which is very exciting.
That is
if you've ever been in his truck, you know that's very exciting.
Yeah.
His truck.
It sounds like an electronic queef every time I try to play yeah. music.
It's, just,
it's yeah. like one of those alarm clocks from the 80s, you know?
Yeah. Like when it comes on, it's just playing random music.
That's basically his truck.
Yeah. Have you installed those yet?
No.
No. Are you going to, though?
I need somebody else to do it because I don't know how.
So you got speakers, but you don't know how to utilize the speakers.
YouTube.
No, I got somebody to do it, though.
Do you?
How.
Are you going to pay them to do it?
No.
Okay.
It's family.
Okay, so it's really a gift, then.
They'll just do it for free.
That's a Christmas gift right there.
Yeah, it's a Christmas gift and a Christmas gift.
That's perfect.
Anyway, Charlie, you got anything exciting for Christmas?
Huh. No.
Like nothing?
Like nothing.
Actually nothing.
No, I sat in my room. Actually, we didn't do Christmas on Christmas this year.
Did you do it before or after?
Before.
And what day would that be?
Thanksgiving. We had Christmas on Thanksgiving.
It took me a minute to register what the fuck you just said.
That seems very premature.
No, it was to okay. Christmas. So here's the scoop. So my brother lives in Oregon.
Yeah.
My sister lives in Arizona. We live here in this location. And so we had them all. The only time that we could all get together, that they could get off work and get flights, was Thanksgiving. And so like we would have Thanksgiving together, and then we would do Christmas at the same time, just for convenience sake. And then that's how that happened.
So your Christmas break has been just the break, huh?
Yeah, it's just been break, not Christmas.
Wow.
So what'd you get for Thanksgiving, Christmas?
It's called Thanksmas, first of all.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I'm thankful for that.
Chrisgiving?
Chrisgiving. I like that one. That's next year's term if we do it again. I got a computer that I do schoolwork on, and then I went to Black Friday and got a Nintendo Switch.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Anyway, how's everybody enjoying their time off of school right now?
I am. I had to think about it for a minute. Am I?
I don't know. I always like to think that I like having breaks, but then like you get back into school and you're like, holy shit, I wish I never took that break.
Because it sucks so bad.
Yeah, you just never get back into the groove of it.
I have so much homework this break, and I have not started on any of it.
Yeah, we have to read The Fool's Crow.
It's like a 400-page book, right?
Yeah.
We read the whole
thing.
Did
you guys get it like 6 years ago?
We got it like 2 days before break.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last day we had her class before break, we got it.
She expects you to read the whole thing, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So instead, we're just, you know, reading, instead of reading the actual book, we're just going off of what someone else said about
it. Yeah, she, like, made this really big deal during the class that she gave us the book. She was like, there's no audiobook on Fool's Crow. There's no Sparks Notes. You have to read it. I literally looked it up and found it, the first link.
Yeah, I looked up Fool's Crow review, and then some popped up. I was like, I'll just read that.
Yeah.
And then Charlie.
Oh, my goodness gracious. This is funny.
We mentioned it?
Yeah, we're mentioning it. All
right, so Charlie, a few days later, like 2-3 days later, he sends this to our English group chat.
I sent the link to the Sparks Notes.
To the review, and just trying to help out.
I was genuinely trying to help out because I knew that nobody in that English class was going to read over the break, because I wasn't going to read over the break. Why would you? Book. And so, some drama ensued. There are certain people in that group chat that are in my English class. Me and Orion are in it.
Yeah.
Hudson is not, because he's not in stupid English. And so there are two very specific females in the group chat whose names won't be named. We'll call them White Shoelace and Black Shoelace.
White Shoelaces, man.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I looked at that string right there and thought of it.
That's not Shoelace.
Shut up. Okay. So I sent the review, and White Shoelace says, you won't need, or no, Black Shoelace says, thank you. White Shoelace says, you're not going to need it because you're transferring schools. Which is, it's a little uncalled for, it's just a little unnecessary. Yeah. I have the source material right here in our group chat. She says, you won't need it because you're transferring, lol. Black Shoelace says, very true. White says, scared little bitch, can't show her face at Hamilton anymore. Black Shoelace says, or because you're a bully. White Shoelace says, my bad, laughing, crying face emoji. Black Shoelace says, leave me alone, please. Very, very easy request. And the whole lead up to this is that Black Shoelace did something that was not necessarily legal, and then now they are transferring schools because of that. White Shoelace says, I'm making your life a living hell while you're there for the end of the semester. That's a little excessive.
Yeah,
that's a little excessive. Black Shoelace says, why do you care exactly? I said, leave me alone. White Shoelace says, you wish. You wish.
Oh, shit.
keep in mind, this all stemmed from me trying to help them to not fail the class.
All you can do is try.
All you can do is try.
Did your best.
I really did.
That's really what you can ask.
That sums up high school girls entirely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you never know what you're gonna do. That's gonna just
it continues.
Set shit
it
off.
Continues to the point where they are. They say they're going to fight once break ends.
They're gonna have a fist fight.
It's what it was implied. She says, "I would say text me, but you have me blocked. How about at school?" And then Black Shoelace says, "Oh, I'd love to."
So it's implied.
So it's very implied that we're going to see a, full out Western brawl
That sounds badass. Yeah. It's kind of like Rango.
It's kind of like Rango. Except without the guns and wizards.
We should just, like, you guys remember that whole Brock and whoever the fuck else he was going to fight?
Bryce.
Was it Bryce?
I think so.
I thought they did fight.
Somebody did. They didn't actually throw any punches. They ones just that, wrestled.
Yeah, they were like, you can't and fight.
Brock
probably
kicked his ass. Because Brock's big.
I'm pretty sure Brock won, but I'm pretty sure I heard it was.
And then there's supposed to be another fight between like Ruby and somebody else, and that never happened.
Ruby, oh yeah, I remember. And then Logan was supposed to fight Bryce, and then he couldn't show up.
See, we've come to a crossroads here in which we have the opportunity to try to slowly defuse the situation and not make a big deal out of it, or host a fight night at Charlie's house. And where people just got beef and they come beat the fuck out of each other.
And that's the podcast.
They're literally going to fight inside a ring of fire we're going to make.
Yes, yeah. Dude. And then we spin a wheel.
He gets first hit.
And the loser has to do whatever they get on the wheel.
Yeah.
Brings us to a good point about this wheel.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of changes coming to Brunch with Bros in the near future. Seeing as it is now season two. It's the second episode of the entire series, season two. We are going to start having more guests. We're going to do more segments, and it's going to be more structured. There's going to be a video portion of it where we have our funniest moments on YouTube, and then we're going to have social medias for everything. And also, the wheel. Orion, would you like to explain the wheel?
Who was it that came up with the idea for the wheel?
I think it was you.
I think all we right. wanted to do weird things, and then I came up with the idea for the wheel for, like, you know, the format.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I'm
anyway,
pretty sure.
Anyway, all right. We have an idea of getting a wheel, you know, that you would spin.
There's a wheel we're going to make. It's like the Price is Right big ass wheel. We're gonna spin it.
Except it's gonna look more like the twister wheel you get
it's
out.
It's kind of more like something that you make at Michael's, not the Price is Right. And
yeah,
so
we have enough money to get a $20,000 wheel.
I'll make it happen. I'll transfer some funds. Anyway, wheel is going to have certain, like, goofy, wacky, stupid things on them that the guests will
basically
do.
Basically punishments.
Essentially punishments, just for being on our podcast. Because being on it's not punishment enough.
Wait, we're going to punish the guests?
No, yeah. That's not how
that's
we're
what I want it to be.
No,
nobody would want
no
to come on the show.
Come
yes,
on. I thought it would
be funny
if it happened to us. They just spun the wheel to see what we
I
have
think
to
it'd
do.
Be really
I think it would be funny if the guest got to spin the wheel.
I'd be funny.
No,
I think it would be funny if the guest had to lick peanut butter off my toes.
I do not want to see that.
I do.
It's the last thing I want to see.
Anyway, that's the idea. It's very clearly still in development.
We're not doing... The guest isn't going to do the punishment.
Please come on.
They're going to spin the wheel... They're going to spin the wheel that, you know, it says who or
we should have a thing for who and a thing for what.
Are we going to have it, like, drawing out of a hat for
this
who,
is not the time
two separate
for
wheels.
Development of the wheel. All
right.
Anyway, we're asking everyone who's listening.
Suggestions.
Suggestions for the wheel, you know.
What should we do?
Like, shave your head.
I'm not shaving my head.
It'll be a really tiny portion of the wheel.
But
if you get
be a
it.
Very, very tiny portion.
But if you get it, you're shaving your freaking head.
Yeah.
How tiny, though?
Like, tiny, tiny.
And then there could be another portion, you know, purchase an animal.
Fly to Uganda.
I literally don't have the money for either of those.
That's why Bunch of Bros sponsors
by
the
Raid
event.
Shadow.
By Raid Shadow Legends. What if Raid Shadow Legends actually sponsored us?
They've been sponsoring everybody, man.
Exactly.
They might.
I mean.
It's not
I've
not
seen
unlikely.
Worse content that they've sponsored.
Yeah,
it's not unlikely. It's
besides,
just not very likely.
Besides, this content is great.
Oh, of course. It's, what were we talking about?
The wheel.
We're talking about the wheel, yeah.
Anyway, we want your suggestion for the wheel. You know, they could be as crazy or you know.
Yeah, you
and
can...
And then all three of us will vote on some really crazy ones put on the wheel that our guest next time will spin, and one of us will have to do.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Be a lot of fun,
and we'll record that and post it somewhere.
Yeah, ideally we're gonna have it on YouTube, and then we also are going to have like other social medias just for stupid reasons, just because why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, give me one reason why we shouldn't.
Give me one reason.
And then I'm gonna have I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you know us personally, because who the hell wouldn't? Who would just stumble upon this?
It would be difficult to.
I kind of hope that people do.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
But
honestly. What are the odds of that?
And not very likely. Right. So, like, I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you know any of us personally, just text us if you have any suggestions. And I'm also going to have a link
So basically text Charlie.
Essentially. Yeah. on whatever social media, I'm going to have a link that you can send voice recordings to that we can listen to on the podcast and respond to you. That'll be fun. Yeah, exciting things are happening to Brunch with Bros season 2.
Yeah.
Big things.
Season 2 is going to be a good season.
Season 2 is going to be a good season.
Twice as long as season 1.
2 episodes? I don't think we can do that. I don't think the people can wait 9 months.
You're getting ahead of yourself. This might be it for the year.
Honestly, I mean...
Decade.
The decade.
Oh yeah. No, it's last Brunch with Bros for the decade.
Oh shit.
Oh. Decade in review, we had 1 episode. That was it.
Two episodes.
4, technically.
We don't want to talk about those.
Yeah, there are a few unreleased videos or episodes of Brunch with Bros that you just don't want to listen to. Yeah. They're awful.
You thought the first one was bad? Yeah.
You thought the first one bad. Now we're back with a vengeance. It's like the Star Wars prequels. That reminds me, did you guys watch new Star Wars?
No, I'm not a Star Wars guy.
I'm not either. I'm too far behind.
I just haven't.
Like, I don't understand what the hell is going on in that at all. It's
how
just
can you
lasers
be
and space shit. And...
That's like the entire thing.
Yeah, that's Star Wars. I'm not
that
into
is
that.
Star Wars. Like,
I would watch it, but I would be confused the whole time.
There was an empire, the empire fell, and now there's a new empire. There's your whole thing.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't follow.
I don't. That's too much for me. I like my storyline simple.
Straight to the point.
Like Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
He makes burgers and his name's Bob.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's got a restaurant.
Burger of the day. He's got some crazy kids.
He got 2 Emmys.
What's that?
He has two Emmys?
Yeah, he has 2 Emmys.
For real?
Yeah.
Nice. Good for them, you know? That's a good show. I enjoy it. I'm glad.
Good for Bob. Very happy for him. He's a successful young lad. Young buck.
Yeah.
What Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah. So, your year... Charlie, how would you, give us a few word description of your year. How would you describe
year it? Year 2019 or year school year?
2019, whole year.
Just sum it up in a sentence.
And how, give me a word limit?
A sentence amount, come on.
Yeah, just a sentence.
A sentence amount.
Complex sentence.
Stupid decisions, semicolon, almost died. That's the entire thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
A disappointing year.
That's your sentence?
Yeah, that's my sentence. Right,
here's my sentence.
Sad year.
Costa Rica.
Fuck. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Costa Rica. Letterkenny. That's it.
Yeah.
Just, 2019 was not that
it's
bad.
It's like that, and then you get these little breaks in there, and then it's that again.
Yeah. It's a whole sentence.
It had its ups and downs. It was like...
But, I mean, when you went down, you...
Really went down.
Yeah, and you knew
when... And then
when
you went
up,
it was like...
I don't know, people always like to complain that the years are bad, but like, come on.
What are some good things that happened to you this year? Anything good?
Anything good that happened at all? Of course there were good things that happened, I just don't want to discuss them.
Alright, Hudson. What good things happened in your 2019?
Well, I did go to Costa Rica. That was pretty cool.
Badass. Yeah. I went to Arizona twice this year.
There you go. You found it. You got something.
Nice.
That was pretty badass.
Football season went pretty well. It was good.
Hashtag winner.
Yeah.
I got 2
football
jobs.
Football season was fun. It was just...
I had 3 jobs this year.
All right, just cut me off. It's cool.
I can't try. I'm trying to get cut out of this podcast. Interrupting my friend because he's brown.
It's not because he's brown.
It is too.
No, it's not.
It is.
That's why I'm part of the podcast.
Speaking of jobs and being brown, Ryan, you want to discuss?
Finish talking about the good things that happened.
You want to discuss your venture and looking for a job?
Yeah.
All right, I've applied to quite a few places in town.
Well, what places have you applied to?
Just name a few.
A few?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start off with like fast food places, all of those basically.
Okay.
McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King.
All of them.
Applied to Super One and Albertsons, they didn't call me back.
Any of them even call you back?
No. Oh. I applied to Higher Ground, which I'm still, I got hope for that one a little bit still. Hoping I get a job there, that'd be ideal. I don't want to work at a fast food place.
Okay.
And that covers. I applied to Subway too.
You said right,
well,
no, I didn't.
I'm about to blow your mind here.
All right, Hudson.
It's because you're brown.
actually?
Probably, yeah.
So you know that part on the application where it's like ethnicity or race? Mm-hmm. And I fill that out, right?
Yeah.
What do you suggest?
I suggest that you put it in as white. And then when that's they it? Get there, they're going to
like,
be...
You know how you can pick multiple ones? That's it? That's the only one I
no,
pick?
No, just white.
Yeah, just white. Okay. So then you'll at least get the call back, maybe an interview. You get in, they'll be upset at first, but then you just got to wow them with your creamy...
Actually, what's so wrong about you that you didn't get a job? Like, what have you been putting on your applications?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's just general stuff that they asked for, I put down. It's all good.
And then you walk in there and they're like, oh, shit.
They got to have two piles, right? They gotta be going through applications to be going white pile, brown pile,
brown pile. It was the white pile, it's the brown pile. Just all of them, my applications I sent in.
Yeah, they've just been collecting them around town. It's like, oh, it's this kid again.
Well, like, anyway, like, if you just go in, they'll realize that you're not white. And they'll be upset at first, but then you just
or maybe they won't even notice. Like, sometimes, like...
Sometimes they don't.
They'll look at it initially to discover if they even want you, because that's how places work. And then they'll, like, you'll walk in, they'll be like, oh, I don't remember if he said white or black.
You'll have to confuse them. You'll have to just, like, they'll be like, hey, wait a minute, it says you're white on your application. You don't seem white to me, and you'll have
oh,
to
say oops, some, like, I accidentally mismarked that. Anyway, leading to
my accomplishment.
Just play it off. Just play it off like you're white still. Say some, like, white-ass shit. They'll be like,
oh, buckaroo.
Yeah, they'll be like, so are you white? And you'll be like, yupperoonie.
Yupperoonie.
But your name is Todd as well.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to change that, though, when I, you know, when you put it on the paycheck.
Todd.
That's just my nickname, so, you know, my...
That's what all my white friends
my,
call
my
me.
My lads call me.
I have so many white friends.
Because I hang out with others.
Wait, do you have any friend that isn't white?
Me?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
It's just the demographic. Do they live here?
No.
Yeah.
Dude, he's in Alaska.
So. Yeah, I thought yeah, so. Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah.
I don't know, there aren't very many non-whites here.
Yeah, especially in the school. And all of them end up going to Darby Young.
Really?
Doesn't seem like a coincidence to me.
Is it because...
It's because Darby... It's because Darby takes all the trash other schools don't want.
Is that why you were there?
No, I started there.
He started as trash,
so what does
and
that
he
mean?
Grew.
Okay.
That just means that I left that shithole.
And you're like, I've had enough of this.
So he's faking it.
Yeah, he's faking it. Just like you should be.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, back to school. We got some good teachers this year.
Yeah, we got some,
I don't know,
some
good
teachers.
Some of the new teachers are kind of whack.
Yeah, I was talking about like junior year teachers, but the new ones, I haven't really... I don't think I've talked to any of the new ones.
Yeah, like the ones that replaced the retirees from last year.
I don't think I've talked to a single one of them.
No.
Like, I've seen them.
Like who? Like, Mr. Wand?
I've seen him, yeah.
He's just so whack
weird.
To me.
He looks like an old
Do
Greg.
You have any classes with him?
No.
Does he give that vibe?
But
yeah,
like,
an old Greg.
He gives me a Mr. Warholtz vibe.
I don't know who that is.
No way.
Hudson knows.
Is that a middle school teacher?
Yeah.
He was a student teacher in middle school.
He was the history one? Or the
that's history student teacher.
I feel really bad for his situation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name any names.
But there was
but
a
I'm
student
telling you,
no,
it was a fucked up thing to do.
That was fucked up.
Like, this man finally gets a job. He's got a little stuff on his record, trying to keep on the DL.
And then student digs it up.
Gets fucking exposed by a middle schooler and loses his job. So,
yeah.
Not cool.
That was kind of fricked up.
Well, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Well, that's what happens when you get pursued by a middle schooler and then pursue back.
Is that what happened?
In my mind, that's what happened.
I don't think that's what happened.
Well, give me one reason why they would talk every day and that person would intentionally go to his classroom.
Okay, well, because, like, think about it this way. Like, as a student teacher, you want to give off, like, a good vibe to the students. And you're not going to be there for a long time. You don't have to develop any sort of professional relationship. You just have to, like... You know, like, you could just be their friends, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Like, so, like, wouldn't, like, everyone hates you?
It doesn't excuse the fact what the student did.
No, the student did some very naughty things.
No, of course.
And I guess I missed that part.
I thought he got fired because they found that he had, like, drug charges.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Then all the students started to find his Instagram, and he posted some weird things on there.
Yeah.
Like, picture of his cat, and he was, like, said something about fingering his cat.
Yeah, something about the cat licking his finger.
Yeah.
Magic fingers or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's magic fingers. Holy shit, Mr. Warhol's is weird, bro.
I know, dude. I barely remember him. I only had that student teacher for science as well, but I don't remember.
Back to the teachers at Hamilton High.
Back to the teacher.
Yeah, that guy reminds me. That guy, that was a student teacher.
Back to the teachers at Hamilton High.
Faggot. Back to the teachers at Hamilton High.
No, Charlie, go ahead. Charlie, go ahead.
I can't.
No, Charlie, go ahead. Go say what you're going to say.
Okay.
Go ahead, say what you're
going
to say.
Holy shit.
Go ahead. You're my bubble. You're my bubble. Go back to the, say what you're going to say, man.
I don't know what I was going to say, but it was going to segue into high school teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, some of our high school teachers are really good. Some of them are kind of trash.
Yeah. How about a list?
Like a tier list?
Hey, you don't say.
Like a tier
list. Yeah, how about
different categories?
Different categories. Top fives, yeah.
Different categories, top fives?
Let's go top five, just best teachers in general, like based on ability to convey the information.
All right. I'm going to say it and go out. Miss Carmody, number one.
No, number one, Miss Ferris.
What? Mr. Ferris? Really? Over Miss Carmody?
On ability to convey information, absolutely.
No, because
he just writes it on the board.
Yeah, because Mr. Ferris.
If Miss Carmody wrote everything on the board, you would understand it 20 times more than her telling you that.
I just don't like the fact that Mrs. Carmody likes to like switch words around. Like, this is a funky phrase and a hinky dinky doodle.
I'm in humanities and don't talk about grammar because we should have known that since third grade.
I know, it's stupid.
A lot of it is repetitive and
it's very repetitive.
We have like a space on our notebook that's supposed to be for grammar tips and we're like halfway through the year, we haven't done one.
Yeah, we've done three.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind
of it doesn't seem important, but I mean, if it helps on SAT, ACT, whatever one it is.
I wouldn't put Mr. Ferris at number one because he only has one method of teaching.
Yeah, Miss Carmody has a few where she can, you know, talk to a whole classroom, make them understand, go one-on-one with you.
English is easier to teach than history, I think. Well, is it, though?
Whatever, so I'm sticking to my number one, Mr. Ferris. All
right, Hudson and I's number one, Miss Carmody.
Number two?
Well, we need to come to a consensus here. Who will concede?
Fine, I will concede. In that case, number two is Mr. Ferris.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like his way of teaching. All right. You know, I understand
three.
It.
Mr. Schmidt. He doesn't work there anymore, but it doesn't matter.
We actually discussed that.
Yeah, we're like, should we count it?
But we said no because we're going with the teachers currently.
Damn.
Yeah.
I
Mr. Schmidt, I'd say he's a runner-up.
I would say with
number three, Mr. Schmidt,
Driggers.
Honorable
Mr. Driggers, yeah.
Never had him.
He's a good teacher.
I had Mrs. Schultz.
Is she good?
No.
I guess safe to say that
Mr. Driggers is better.
Mr. Driggers, yeah.
I like Mrs. Zaglowski as well.
I never had her.
Never had her.
Well, you guys are both stupid and dumb.
Mr. Driggers is three, then.
Number four.
See,
getting down to the lower layers of the list is harder.
Mr. Fisk.
You think so?
Yeah, he's never like, and none of his classwork has ever like confused me. Yeah.
Well, it's not
like
super.
A, he knows
classwork.
What he's talking about. B, he's passionate about it.
It's true.
And like you actually work with what you're doing.
I mean, it's pretty easy to do a demonstration though with that.
Yeah, exactly. That's
because
why
it's like, it's one thing you have to do. If you mess it up, it's like that. But English, you know, you can go four different directions. They're all right.
I'm saying Mr. Fisk.
Yeah,
we can go Fisk.
Number five. Mrs. Craig.
study hall.
Study hall.
Yes. Conveys studying very well.
She doesn't, though.
No, she doesn't, no.
It's okay. I love her anyway. She's very funny.
Different list.
We're not going to go with a five?
No, I'm just saying that is for a different
list.
Yeah,
okay.
That's definitely for a different list.
Number five. I've got to get a five here.
I don't know. I don't want to keep going with English teachers because they're all the same.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So English teachers are out in that sense. Science teachers. Haven't ever had Miss Hafley, so I don't know.
No.
Mrs. Ferris is confusing as shit.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith's out.
English.
A lot of people don't like
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Miss Isley. Absolutely.
Haven't had her since, you know, first semester, freshman year, but.
No, but she's.
That time, though.
Yeah, she's an amazing
teacher. You could.
She's really good at what
she
does.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Isley.
That list.
All right.
Ends there.
Five worse at conveying information.
Miss Ferris is one of them.
Okay.
I don't know about
here,
the worst.
Number five. We're going to start from five this time and go down to one.
Maybe Miss Ferris.
Five, Mr. Bonus.
I haven't had his class.
Bro, freaking.
But I've heard that it's
the dude
it's
is
fun,
so fucking cool.
But it's not just, information.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
But he's super dope. I like him a lot. No,
so
he,
that's your five.
Number five right now.
All right, four.
I'll have to say, like, Mr. Perchy, because he's so young.
Yeah. I really like Mr. Perchy, though. I'm in his AP bio class, and he's, I don't know, maybe.
But, like,
just,
our
maybe
freshman year, it was
also
his first year
teaching,
so
yeah.
It wasn't good. So that's the only thing I have on him, though. That's
I don't know,
all
but,
I
like,
to
I think maybe the I like him a lot, like, as a person, but I think that's because I have his AP bio class, and it's literally just me and him. I'm the only person in that class. And so, like, he's more personal with me. I think that's why I like it so much.
Yeah.
And, like, he's good in that sense, and I like him a lot. But
yeah, he's, like, he's super smart. He knows the information, like, super
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how to teach it that well.
Yeah.
Not yet.
He's also, like, 26, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A few years.
Yeah, I would still put him at four, but I bet, you know, he'll be working that for quite a while.
No, I
get
it.
He'll get pretty good at it.
Number three.
Can we put Miss Maddox on this list?
No, she's gone.
I know, but.
But damn it, I want Miss Maddox on this list.
She didn't help at all.
No,
she didn't
she
know
didn't.
What she was. I mean, she knew what she was doing.
I
guess.
Did. I really don't think she.
Sometimes
did.
It didn't.
I think she learned along the way.
I'm pretty sure. Because
a lot of
few times students helped her.
Yeah,
with
she
her
would like explain something, and I'll be like, "You can do this a lot easier."
You guys need to hear a story.
Cheese wheels
what?
In her room.
I gotta throw my sister under the bus for this one because it's such a great story.
Okay.
So my sister at
we
one
referenced
point was
this in the first episode.
A high school student at one point.
Yes.
And her friend, like, every day for a very long time, would go put cheese on her door handle every day at lunch. It got to be a really big deal. Like, announcements on the intercom and, like whoever's putting the cheese on Miss Maddox's door, you need to stop. And then the next day, you know what they do? They put the fucking cheese on the doormat. She'd always come in and always try to make jokes by it, but, you know, she was crushed. She's always like, ooh, somebody left me a little snack. And I was like, shut up, you look like a rat. And then, like, so then I heard this story at the store. I was with my sister because she saw Miss Maddox there. She told me that story. And I can't remember exactly what I said, but I said something that blatantly gave my sister away right when Miss Maddox was, like, right there.
Like, so, well, I mean, did she still, I mean, I guess she would still work there.
She worked there, but, you know.
Yeah, I remember last episode we referenced putting cheese in her room.
Mr. Wells.
On her last day.
Really, guys?
Really, guys? That was funny.
Really?
Really, guys? Playing the podcast.
We need to do that.
It wasn't
to,
me.
We need to do that to some other teacher that isn't Miss Maddox that deserves it.
I don't know, man.
Prank teachers, but we just gave ourselves away. It would have to be, like, teachers that are cool.
That would be okay with it, but at the same
and, like,
time.
Nothing else, like, too hard.
Mr. Bonus.
Like, Mr. Fisk. I mess with him all the time.
I'd mess with Mr. Fisk. Mr. Fisk.
Bonus would probably be cool.
Oh, easily.
So we need a three for this list.
I'm going to go with Ms. Maddox.
She doesn't
can
work.
We?
I don't care.
Can we just?
I just don't
and she
care.
Still subs.
Oh, she does, yeah. All right,
yeah, Ms. Maddox.
Ms. Maddox.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but then this list would consist entirely of subs. Well, this one's fine because she was an old teacher.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Number two. I know what my number one is gonna be. I think we all know what number one is gonna be. Yeah.
Who's number two?
Number two. We need
number two.
This is tough.
That is tough.
Professor X.
Professor.
Can we count that?
No.
Though?
I honestly have no idea.
This is hard.
We'll come back to two. We'll go with one.
Mrs.
I'm gonna go Miss Ferris.
Miss Ferris.
Because she expects you to know everything, and she never repeats anything.
I got number two, Miss Antonoli.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, there you go.
She just expects you to learn the information on your own. Like, we don't do anything in class. She's just like, oh yeah, study for this test, even though we didn't go over it.
Yeah, she's kind of a duty teacher.
She's like, seriously, like, we go off of units that have nothing to do with the chapters we take the tests on, so we have to study entirely independently for the chapter test.
What?
That's an apes?
Yeah.
That might be number one, honestly.
No, I'm still with Miss Ferris.
I don't know, man.
Just cause.
That seems.
Okay. Who?
But it's a close race.
It's
though.
A close race.
Yeah.
I don't care who's where. I just know that.
They're,
in my
them
mind.
Two are the first
yeah.
top two.
In my mind, Mr. Ferris is number one and Mrs. Ferris is bottom. That's in my mind, at least.
Some people really like Miss Ferris.
I don't know how. I just don't know how.
Coolest teachers.
Mr. Bonas.
Number what?
One.
How about we get a consensus of like five and then put them in order?
Oh, sure. Mr. Bonas, Mr. Fisk.
Fisk, yeah, for sure.
Mrs. Knisley, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner.
Miss Knisley? I like Miss Knisley.
Yeah.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
She gets games.
And
after school.
I'm going to go with like Mr. Massey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't had him, but
yeah.
As a person, right.
He's just so dope. He's a good person.
I'm thinking number five. It's gotta be Miss Knisley.
Yep,
I'm because she's like cool, but
she's also professional,
a legit teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four, Mr. Turner.
That's a fair spot.
Yeah,
I would say that that's fair, because he's not as cool with some classes, like
yeah.
His freshman classes.
Mm-hmm.
He's
he goes pretty
hardcore.
But
yeah.
As when you get to know him though, and like you, on a personal level
like
with
our
him,
German three
after
class,
3 years,
I could put him in number two.
In
yeah,
general,
you would have
generally,
to,
he's number four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for everybody. Yeah.
I mean, he's a festive person. Around the holidays, you can basically convince him to not do school and just play a game.
Yeah.
That's what we did the last day before breaking this class.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. Whole period.
Number three, Massey.
Who else is on the list? Oh, yeah. I think
and
Fisk.
And then Fisk,
three.
Two, Fisk 3?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You haven't had that many classes with him, have you?
No.
I mean, he's a really laid-back teacher, but, I mean, with the position he's in, he doesn't have to be a strict teacher.
Yeah,
so.
True, that's true.
Yeah, that's kind of in there, isn't it? Put him in three.
Okay, yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, that's fair. Then two, Massey.
Yeah.
One, Bonas.
I just like Mr. Massey. Like, I've never had him.
No, yeah, but he's so chill.
He's friends with my uncle, and he's really cool.
He's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've never had Mr. Bonas, so...
Get on
I can't
that.
Say
no,
it.
I like Mr. Massey because like a characteristic I look for in like somebody who is in charge of things or in charge of me is like they act actually human instead of like
relatable
distancing themselves.
How do you mean?
Like people who are like teachers that are like
all they do is teach you the information
so inhumane
and that's it.
And like they don't have feelings and they're just teaching robots.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess...
Bonus number one.
Bonus number one, without a doubt.
Yeah, I haven't had his classes, though. But, I mean, from what I've heard...
No,
he's
so cool.
He's laid back.
He's really cool.
Teacher.
And, like, the stuff he's teaching, like...
It's not really,
it's
like...
Not hard.
No, it's not hard at all. And it's not, like... His classwork is intensive. He's just, like... He's not
well,
really young,
things,
but
like,
he's young at
if
heart.
If you're gonna teach something that's fun, you have to teach it in a fun way.
That's true. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
I would like to say Miss Maddox, that's the mark she missed, but she's just not a fun class either. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, like, her Photoshop class, like, web design, that would have been fun. I don't know.
Well, there's some shit going on in this community, guys.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of current events going on.
Such as?
Well, the MAPS Media building place might get torn down. Or additional parking for the church that's right there, because they own that property.
The church owns that property?
Uh-huh.
The MAPS property?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
they've
if you look at it like
they
that...
They rent it to the MAPS people.
If they own the property, ultimately it's their choice. But what does
doesn't
MAPS
make
do
okay.
exactly?
The Media Institute?
Yeah, what is...
It's like an
yeah,
after-school
thing
for
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of
it's
kids.
Like an after-school thing. And
it like
see?
Helps a lot of kids learn new abilities and
yeah,
stuff.
Like a lot of photography and like...
Anything media.
See,
filmmaking
okay,
and...
They're taking that away from
yeah.
all these kids, you know, for a day of the week, 2 days of the week, maybe.
It's every day.
Is it?
Think about it this way. Like, that's a pretty extensive career field that a lot of people are interested in going into, and they don't offer classes like that at school, or at least in small schools, and especially
yeah.
not in this valley. That's their only outlet to learn stuff like this.
Yeah.
yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, they... It's ultimately their decision, but, you know, they're taking that away from kids that are trying to do something.
I'm not for it, you know? Like,
no.
Besides,
I mean, if you have to walk, you know, an extra block.
I mean, I bet they might be able to find a new place, but I if anything, the church should try to work with them and not get rid of it and give them a deadline to get out of there, so just give them
Is
the
that
time.
What they did? They gave them a deadline?
I don't even know if it's getting torn down yet. I just heard that it might.
Mm. See, I mean,
they should just
we
give
don't
them time
anything.
To find a new place.
Yeah,
that
would make sense. Especially if they're leasing it to them, I feel like that's just common courtesy.
Yeah.
Not just like, get the hell out. It's ours now. It's ours now.
Besides, most of the people who go to that church are like 80-year-old white people. They'll be gone anyway.
That's true. I mean,
wow,
it's just true. I've genuinely never seen somebody enter that church before.
It's a Saturday church.
Oh, that's why. What?
My stylus is gone.
No!
Where did you lose it?
I don't know.
He lost his stylus.
It falls out, and you drop it, it gets loose.
Stop dropping your phone.
That's right.
Anyway, other current events, a more broad, thing going on in our country. Trump.
Impeachment.
In the process of being impeached.
He's in a peach.
Where are you going to find a peach that's that big?
Yeah, honestly. I just don't understand how people think they're going to put Trump in a peach.
Anyway.
Fucking Democrats. Fucking Democrats.
Charlie is the most up-to-date on this subject, so we'll give him the floor, see what...
I don't know, it's just...
got to say about it.
I think impeachment's just such a waste of time, especially when it's so political like it is right now.
Yeah.
Because, the House is controlled by Democrats by a very small margin, and the Senate is controlled by Republicans by a very small margin.
Do you know the vote numbers for the Democrat and Republicans?
In the House, I think it's... No, it was every Democrat voted for impeachment, every Republican voted against it.
Which I think is, which I think is the issue. Yeah, it's like, it's not about, what actually
it was
happened,
like,
or what's right and wrong.
I think it was 47-53.
They said it was abuse of power, right?
Yeah, abuse of power and Congress... something about Congress... Misuse.
Well, I don't know exactly what the abuse of power was. Had something to do with the
Ukraine. How he threatened to withhold military aid to Ukraine if they didn't look into Joe Biden's son.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he threatened to withhold funding and military aid if he didn't look into a political opponent. Yeah. That was his abuse of power. And
I mean, there's something to look into, but impeachment over that?
I don't know, but the thing is, impeachment, you go to the House, they come up with articles of impeachment, they vote on them, there's a trial, dude's impeached, what do you do after that? Nothing.
I thought after the impeachment process, they could go to a trial
removed
from office.
Yeah, they go to trial in the Senate, but the Senate is controlled by Republicans, and he's not going to get removed. So, you have to be impeached to be removed, but you have to be...
voted.
But you can't be... Okay, you have to be impeached to be removed, but you can be impeached and not removed as well.
Yeah.
And if you're impeached and not removed, it's just a slap on the wrist. It's literally just hurting your re-election, which I don't think Trump is going to get re-elected anyway.
Well, I'm kind of on the fence about the whole situation because, I'm not necessarily, a Trump supporter or anything, but, I don't want, a president or a leader in the country that's going to do, shady stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're another
regardless of your political standpoint, that's...
And it's not like he hasn't done anything good for the country, it's just that he does backdoor dealings that is just not... I don't know. I just feel like transparency is a lot, especially in such a political system where everything is based on what you identify with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what does another country have to think looking into the United States and having all this happen?
I saw a tweet. It was like, watching the Trump administration from somewhere else in the country is like watching reality TV. Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a privileged thing because some of the things that we debate over in this country are so fucking petty.
That's true.
People are like, yeah, dude, so I just got done fleeing my country because they blew up my house. Just watched the American news and they're still fighting over gay rights over there? Because my friends are dead.
It's so fucking stupid.
It's just it's political.
That's why I hate
politics. How much... Let's see. How much effect does the president have on you? Obviously, there's some things that affect the whole country, but
he
raised the
nicotine level to 21.
Are you
kidding me?
I agree with... He's trying to prevent kids from getting addicted.
But also, the thing is, I don't know if this is how it's going to be with the nicotine or tobacco use age being risen to 21. But when alcohol was... you can legally purchase it and consume it at age 18... way back when, I don't know when that was, and then they changed it to 21. Anybody who was already allowed to buy, who was already 18 before the age raise, was grandfathered in, and they could continue buying alcohol.
You're not 18.
No, I'm just saying, they got grandfathered in, they could still consume alcohol. So is that how it's gonna be?
So you just want
nicotine? Like, if you're already 18. No, I'm just saying, there's a fucking loophole in the system.
Yeah.
And if his aim is to stop youth vaping and youth nicotine consumption, he's not gonna do that if you could just grandfather them in, the alcohol did.
Yeah.
That's not gonna change anything.
How long anything never actually works.
Yeah, I don't know. Like a prohibition.
I mean, it's more of a something that an individual has to do by themselves, and someone can't do it for them.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's funny that, like, the CDC found that it was, like, one guy who was dealing all these weed cartridges, and that's what was causing a lot of people to die from vaping, and very few of them were nicotine. And then Trump was like, nope, that's enough of that, and all of it's black market anyway. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's funny. Maybe it's not to you, but to me it is.
I don't consume any of these products, so it doesn't affect me whatsoever.
And I don't.
You don't?
I condone the use of those products underage.
You condone them?
I condone them.
Like, you would be acceptable if you saw...
That's not what condoning means.
Is it?
Condoning means to, like, look down upon. Is it not?
No, it's not.
Are you shitting me?
It's the opposite.
Are you shitting
condoning me? Condoning is like you're alright.
Yeah.
Like,
did I say I don't condone, or did I say I condone?
You said you did.
You said you condone.
Shit. I condemn.
See, I was confused.
Oh shit, now I just see the here. Oh, it's over now. It's all fucking over.
Well, I mean, the way a lot of this gets started is, you know, some kids see someone else doing it. They're like, wow,
that
must
cool.
be the cool thing.
Yeah.
Then they just get addicted to it.
Yeah, it happens. Happens That's to the best awesome. Of us.
Yeah. All right. But people are not very sneaky with that kind of stuff.
No, not at all.
Like, that's kind of the issue. But adults are also stupid, so it's kind of a weird back and forth.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Adults are... I feel like they don't know their kids.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
Adults don't know their kids as well as they think they do.
No,
and that's a bad thing.
Same with
it's a good thing
and
a bad thing.
Oh, definitely schools as well.
Yeah.
I think adults in schools and, like, anything with power to deal with children just want to relate to them so that they understand what's going on. But it just always seems so insincere. So,
and a lot of kids look at it as a joke. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Like, do you guys remember that assembly, the vaping assembly we had?
Yeah.
Everyone who... Alright, so Charlie saw it. Anyone who was there that currently vaped, that didn't change their mind at all.
No.
Well,
it just didn't.
I heard that some of, like, a lot of the information they used was, like, wrong.
A lot of it seemed extreme.
It was pretty sloppy.
It was very sloppy. A lot of it was based on the survey that they had to do during MTDA.
Well, I mean, and a lot of it has to do with... They just threw...
It was like 69% of the students at this school said they don't vape. It's because they're lying to you.
Yeah.
Like,
if I had to make an actual ballpark guess, I would say 90% at least have.
At least once?
Yeah.
If I were to make... Okay, yeah, that's fair. But, like, do it on, like, a consistent basis, 50% minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more.
Which is a lot.
That's fair, yeah.
No, it's a fuck ton. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. And that's why it's a problem.
No, definitely. I agree that's a
problem. But the assembly...
It's crazy how, like, the ways they're trying to stop it are not working at all.
No. And
they're trying to spread information, but nobody sees that information as something that they're going to take to heart. And, like,
yeah, no.
You know, it's killing people.
Like,
oh, well.
And, like,
know,
when they pull up the memes and it's like, it's a jewel once.
Yeah, no.
I'm addicted.
That's what happens.
Like,
that's what happens,
wow,
when you take a high school class
and you make
it an assignment for them to give this presentation.
Guarantee you half
school.
Of those people who are making that presentation vape.
For sure.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not going to do much help.
No, I think that was
like
so
that.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I know, that was very stupid. Wow, my dog is really barking. You, intermission. Boop!
So,
a white guy and a brown guy left.
Sitting on a couch, 4 feet apart, because we're not gay. So now that Charlie's gone, we can talk shit.
I know, what a fucking idiot.
Hate that guy.
You know, like, in middle school, he used to be, like, short as hell, and I always make short jokes and
stuff. I don't even remember that once, because, you know, I came here late, right?
Yeah.
And, he was short then, but now he's, like, average height.
He's
I
average
can't
height,
deal with it, because I always see him as short.
Right. He's average height, but
I think he's taller than you.
He's short, yeah. I think he is. And for a long time, I made short jokes about him all the time. And
then, like, he slowly grew, and nobody can deal with it.
I know. If he keeps going, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to end up a giraffe.
He's back.
Intermission over.
Welcome back.
Hey.
How was the conversation without me?
Pants kind of match the couch, don't they?
They do. Except there's not
stain.
the mayonnaise stain.
Never dry.
No, it's not going to. It's a little
What's
bit
that
unfortunate.
You say a weather report?
A weather report? It's been a little bit of icy on the roads. Almost died.
Oh, SoundCloud. I saw the cloud and thought it was a weather report.
Oh no. Weather report, new heat incoming.
Anyway.
Not a big flex or anything. I got 2 followers.
On SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Is it your song?
Wait.
What is this?
Yeet, 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 lima squeet. What? Yeet, 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 lima squeet. I think that should be our outro song, without a doubt.
It's a good song.
It's an amazing song.
I hate how you recorded it, and there's this, like 2 parts in the song where the mic just, I don't know what it does, but it just sounds like,
yeah,
really loud.
Like, really loud.
Like, because the song is so quiet to begin with, you have to turn it up
a lot,
pretty loud.
Yeah.
And then that part comes in, and it's so loud. It's,
Are you singing it in your head? You're like bobbing your
head. No, I'm not.
I was like, just reminding himself what Lima Squeet sounds like. What you beat my meat. That's a good song. When did you make that?
When?
Yeah.
Like a year? Maybe a year and a half ago?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was longer than that.
Might have been 2, I guess.
Huh. With Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeet, yeet, yeet.
Lima Squeet.
Yeah. Rubbing on my feet. Let you beat my meat. I think that's a good place to call it there. Thank you for tuning in to Brunch with Bros Season 2.
Season 2.
Big things coming your way. It's going to be exciting. And that's it. Yep, that's it.